All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, November 8th, 2016, Election Day, Selection Day. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here at UCY.TV. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is 54 degrees and quite sunny here in upstate New York. So, where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show DARPA Insect, quote unquote, allies or quote unquote, bio warfare, GMOing crops with bugs. And we found some really disturbing brand new programs that are rolling out of good old DARPA, the heart and soul of innovation for the Department of Defense, all done in the name of militarization and controlling the landscape, the grand chessboard. Now, today, I have to tell you, I woke up not feeling too happy today. And I've really, this whole week has really not been a very good week. There really are a lot of implications for our future that are now dangling in the balance by one little tiny spider web. And we didn't, but some of us did. So a few days ago, I think it was a Monday or Sunday, that there had already been a stack of Newsweek magazines printed with Hillary's coronation picture. Congratulations, Madam President, on the front. And I know people are saying, well, they always do that, so they're always ready to roll. They probably printed them for Trump as well. But the one thing that was interesting is that they already had all the barcodes with the pricing and everything printed on them as well. And it would lead me to believe, I've seen a few things, there was a local NBC affiliate as well, that had already published final polling results back last week at some point. I don't remember what day it was. Maybe it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week, showing all the votes in and Hillary winning. And I mean, we know that there have been cases in the past where voting has been questioned as to its legitimacy. And as they've rolled out a lot of these electronic voting machines, I had a friend that back over the summer had posted a very disturbing video that showed a local precinct. It wasn't here, but I mean, in general, local. It was some little local yokel town, kind of like the town I live in. You know, where you got, there's probably less than 10,000 people here. Not a big deal, but it's a cute little town. But we got our people in charge, and they all like to walk around like they're self-important, whatever. That's what happens in small little towns. But they're pulling out their voting machine. They explained to everyone how it worked. They had the 10 people on the voting board at this meeting. They had one guy who was an IT guy, you know, computer savvy, and they gave him a 5 minutes lesson in how to hack those voting machines. And they didn't show how it was hacked, but I know back in the Obama election, I think after when they first started rolling out the electronic machines after that election, they had shown how easy they were to hack. It was just a flashcard. You had to do a little bit. I don't know if you just swipe something over it or whatever, but it was something that was just so stupid dumb that it was like, how could they be so insecure? But as we're finding, I think a lot of this is by design, right? Because problem, reaction, solution. We have insecurity everywhere. Oh my God, we have hackers under every bed and Russians and ISIS. Holy shit. Self-radicalized teenagers and now hackers going after the voting system. You know that that's going to come out here somewhere. The internet of everything is insecure. All of our internet of things devices. There was an outage just recently, but we have the shape-shifting cybersecurity software. Oh my God, weapons of mass destruction, CRISPR, gene editing. Oh, it's been sent all over the world and democratized. The bad guys are going to get it. Well, don't worry about it. Shape-shifting immune system for humans. You know, they got this all lined up. They got to make you step right up. We have CRISPRing for humans. And not one person, I could guarantee you, 5 years ago, if They had announced this on TV. And we want you to step right up, come to your doctor, and we're going to do gene therapy on you. I doubt. Or put little robot, nanobot doctors in your blood. I doubt that there would be very many people that would have stepped up for that. But as they've kind of weaseled this, manipulated and stroked you and molded the clay to make the image that they wanted you to see, now all of a sudden, precision medicine, Obamacare, government health care, fuck, the price is going up. You know what? That means you're going to live longer. If you can pay for it, you're financing us all being in this together now to cure that big C. And you might even benefit from it at some point in the future. By your participation, you're stepping right up and giving your DNA all in the name of saving humanity and curing disease. I wanted to see something here because I posted this the other day. There was a program that was called the Cohort Program as part of this precision medicine. And you remember that we had Hillary Clinton way back when going for Hillary Care, and that never worked. And then Obama came out, and it's very similar to the same program as she was rolling out, socialized medicine that everybody who's working gets to pay for, but the majority of the people who aren't working or don't have insurance end up getting insurance, and everybody else pays for it. So now we have premiums that, in all seriousness, guys, I mean, right now I got 5 days to pick which program. And I got to tell you, if anybody in this house gets sick, we're probably going to go bankrupt. So better hope I don't get sick and end up in the hospital. I don't know what people are going to do. And if I'm going to go bankrupt, well, then I really hate to see what is going on across the board, because our premiums have always been pretty reasonable. I mean, we've worked for corporations that, you know, when you have a large number of people, you typically get the cost down on health insurance. The prices have gone completely off the fucking hook here over the last few years. We've gotten to the point now where I am looking at, if I am not mistaken, it is $283 every 2 weeks with a $13,000 deductible. So we're talking about $600 a month for health insurance now with a $13,000 deductible. First of all, who has $13,000 spare dollars sitting around just in case? Just in case. And I mean, in the last 10 years, I, knock on wood, most of my life, I've never really had issues. I got that autoimmune thing in my 20s, but never put me in the hospital. You know, it was like the slow kill thing. But within the last decade, and this is the end of that 10 years, the time I had my daughter, and I got really super sick when I was pregnant, and then there were two times after that, that was made a total of three times in a decade that I literally almost died. I was in intensive care multiple times. Thank goodness we had insurance, because had we had to pay that, we would have been on the street. But they had me in there. First time I was in there for 9 days. Second time it was 3 days. Third time, I didn't actually go to the hospital, but I did that, if anyone remembers, back 4 or 5 years ago when I went flying off that ATV from 30 feet up above, and the whole thing landed on me, and there was a 50-foot drop right behind me and this big rock about an inch from where my head hit, and I could have easily been bleeding in the brain. I was messed up there for a bit. It was a bad accident. There were three times in the last decade I almost died. Well, there'd been a $13,000 deductible, there's no way I'd even be here. You know, that second time, my first ear infection ever. I'd never had an ear infection ever in my entire life, so I didn't even really know what one was. I'd never had one, nor had anyone in my family had one. No experience with ear infections whatsoever. And I remember my ear started to get a little itchy, and I kept rubbing it and rubbing it. And then it got a little sore. I was like, okay, stop rubbing your ear, because now it's a little bit sore. Then I wasn't feeling too well. My ear got a little swollen. And then I started to get real tired. And I remember I took a nap that day. And I woke up a couple hours later and I wasn't feeling well. I had like 3 or 4 sweaters on and I was chills. But I don't know. everything seems normal. You're just trying to plow ahead. I had absolutely no idea that I had some mega infection. I took a nap that day and I woke up 3-4 hours later and the ear issue was on the left side of my head. I couldn't see out of my left freaking eye. I couldn't see anything. It wasn't blind, but it was like somebody put Vaseline over my eyeball. And I was like, oh, this isn't good at all. So then by that point, my ear was so big and red. I was like, uh-oh, it's on the same side of my head. So I called my doctor's office. This was in a January, cold, frigid, below zero temperature here, Sunday night at 10 o'clock at night. And I called the 1-800 number. My health insurance company gave me, the baby was sleeping. I was probably only 4, maybe, at the time. She was the type of kid that would never sleep, too. So the fact that she was sleeping, don't wake her up. And I called the 1-800 number, and I got a nurse. And she said the doctor would call me back in a little bit. Can I take my temperature? I take my temperature, and it's 104.8. I had no freaking idea. Honestly, I had no idea that I was that sick. I was just pushing ahead, doing my thing on autopilot. The doctor calls me back and says, you need to get to the emergency room right now. So I didn't want to wake my kid up. I left my husband at home, got my car started up, bundled up, and I drove to the emergency room with my eye I couldn't see out of closed at 11 o'clock at night in sub-zero temperatures with snow in the Northeast in January and got myself there. And you know what? They wouldn't let me leave for 3 days. They got me into an MRI, not once, but twice, because I guess there's a spot there right behind your ear called the mastoid that, I didn't know if you knew this, actually, there was a kid, a son of a friend of mine who died when he was a teenager from a sinus infection, and I remember thinking, I've had a million sinus infections in my life. How could you possibly die of a sinus infection? Well, guess what? You can die of a sinus infection or an ear infection, because there's this little thing called the mastoid that is right up behind your ear, that is like a connection to the internal cranial cavity space of the brain. And if an infection gets in there, it's very difficult then to start treating an infection once it has gotten your gray matter. So they've done a couple MRIs. Thank goodness nothing had gotten in there. I had no idea whatsoever. But they got me in the emergency area, I don't know what it is, where you stay for a few days, and there's lots of nurses, and you can't leave, and there's no TV, and you're just, you know, in a bed with curtains on either side, and there's a big room of people on intravenous antibiotics, one after the other, to try and treat this very nasty infection that I caught. I don't know why I actually told you that, because I was talking about how I almost died. And then, of course, my daughter, I mean, that whole thing was a cluster up from the very beginning. And that doctor should have had a lawsuit against her because the woman almost killed me. I'd been sick from month number 2, and she treated it incorrectly to the point where I was in liver failure, swollen up like a balloon full of water. And then they let me be induced for 5 fucking days with the baby before they even took her out. So it was just unreal. It was 9 days for that one, 3 days for the other. But it would have bankrupted me. So all I'm trying to say is I'm not even a sickly person. I mean, I think I'm somebody who pretty much takes care of myself. And I'm not somebody who goes running crybaby every time I got a sniffle. And there were 3 times in this last decade that I almost got snuffed. And now if this is happening across America with these health insurance prices, and I mean back then that was probably $5 prescription days with a $10 copay for your doctor with no, whatever they call it, deductible, pre-deductible, before you could start getting benefits. I mean, there were not, who's ever heard of a $13,000 deductible? Never in my life, just since Obamacare and this whole precision medicine initiative. So here we are. We are financing the demise as workers and taxpayers of Biology 1.0. We are financing the mad scientists, CRISPRing humans in deep, dark labs, all in the name of curing cancer. And now we find out. I mean, my autoimmune problems back from the 90s, I've traced it back to when they were putting all kinds of experimental GMOs on the market, not telling anyone, like that Flavor Saver tomato, wink, that gave me hives from head to toe. I am positive that timelines absolutely match up. I worked in a restaurant. That's where I got my tomatoes from when I made my lunch. I absolutely know. I never in my life before or after had issues with tomatoes. I know that I consume those. But until they started messing with our food supply, I mean, they still were polluting the environment, but at least our food supply was still closer to traditional than it is today. Today, they are looking at remaking it all. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about what these two candidates think about biotechnology. Because, guys, I'm really afraid. I am very afraid. They have lined this all up just like a pool table. You know, we're shooting for that eight ball in the left corner pocket. And it's all stacked. You know what? When you turned your back to go to the bathroom, Hillary's cronies came out and lined all those balls up on the pool table. Hillary's been sitting there chalking up her Q-tip. Not her Q-tip for her ear, her Q-C-U-E tip. To go get that eight ball in the side pocket, and then it's game over. We are going to have a medical tyranny on our hands. You know, they've been pushing this whole vaccine thing, and don't forget, even these new vaccines aren't even vaccines. They're genetic therapies using transgenic crap to then go manipulate your DNA and transhumanize or whatever they're going to do to humans. We found out yesterday, hey, it's all balls out because we've done it to plants. And now we're fucking around with insects too. We're going to use this bacteria that we can genetically modify and then infect these little bugs. And then let these little bugs go to go infect mature plant crops, to genetically modify them, all in the name of your safety. There will be no labeling. TPP is all ready to rock and roll too. I mean, guys, they've been lining this all up. Obama lined this all up. There was a story that I posted, oh, probably a month or so ago, and then I actually reposted it on my personal page again the other day because it really struck me as to what this meant. Remember we talked about that technology conference that had happened in at Carnegie Mellon University, where Obama came out and gave his whole talk about AI and the future of AI and, oh, how wonderful it is. Well, there's a story that came out of MIT Technology Review right around that time, and I must have missed it the first time around, but I caught it back a few weeks ago. And the title of that story was Obama, My Successor Will Govern a Country Being Transformed by Artificial Intelligence. Now, guys, I don't know, for people who haven't been paying attention, they might not see the connection between artificial intelligence and precision medicine, but I absolutely do. And if you need any help seeing a connection, take a look. It's called Watson. Watson is at the crux of a lot of this being able to, quote unquote, cure you with machines. Watson can outnumber a whole room full of oncologists in his medical diagnoses and treatment options by scanning through a million books a minute. I think that's what we heard. Charlie Rose, Mr. CFR, remember, came out and spun the whole picture as to how important Watson is going to be to precision medicine. I found a story yesterday that Ginny, I don't remember what her last name is, Ginny Rometty. She's the CEO of IBM. She is pretty scary looking. I don't know. I've watched a bunch of TED Talk interviews with her as well. And she was at that Consumer Electronics Show a couple months back and talking about her vision. She introduced Under Armour, smart underwear, going to be working together with IBM. This Ginny came out, when was this story? October 27th, about a week or so ago. IBM, in 5 years, Watson AI will be behind your every decision. Guys, every technology, not only that we've been talking about here, but I heard Will Roberts yesterday. He had done that Vicky. Remember Vicky's last name, but you guys know Vicky, anyone who's been a fan of Will Roberts over the years. Vicky and Will last night, or yesterday afternoon, on the show that was airing, were talking about biometric IDs, sustainable development, Agenda 21, command and control, being able to manipulate. And I mean, you got to figure, some of those archives are from 5, 6 plus years ago. They were right on the money. I mean, that's where it was starting, and now we're at the end game. This is the end game. This is where all stops are ready to come out. They've got every single domino lined up, and Obama said it. Person's going to take over. It's going to have a new future with AI. We've got IBM Watson. Remember Watson? Thing that frightens me so much. IBM, that helped the Nazis. Absolutely. IBM, that was part of creating that timing system for the trains. And then we have genetic modification. Oh, what? Monsanto partnering with Bayer, who is a spinoff of IG Farben, and all the horror. And maybe it wasn't even horror. Maybe even that Cyclone B was just a pesticide. Who knows? But what I do know is that they were all involved with fascist governments and working in cahoots with people in charge that wanted to control everything. And now we've pulled in all the tech titans. Remember, the tech titans are the next step. They control our data. They can spy on us from every which way until Sunday. They're all a part of the machine now. And now it's all merged into this Live Forever science. We are going to cure you. It is all about 21st century medicine. We have precision healthcare. We have the cohort program. Give up your DNA because it'll all be in the name of curing humanity. Well, listen to this. All of Us research program. Yes, more about the Precision Medicine Initiative. This is on the National Institute of Health website. The Precision Medicine Initiative Cohort Program announces its new name. Yes, we've changed our name. We're not the cohorts anymore. It is now called the All of Us Research Program. All of us, get into the boiling pot and let's see how hot the water can get. It's all of us. It's you with us or against us. And if you're not with us, if you're one of those resistant consumers who isn't going to step right up and get little Johnny that vaccine, who isn't going to step right up and get the little nanobots in your blood to keep costs down, because you know what? You can't afford the $600 a month for your health care with a $13,000 deductible. You know what? Here, eat this little bit of banana-flavored chewy, gummy chewy thing that we've put your genetic therapy into. It'll be able to tamp down at any inflammation and illness and disease inside of your body. And then you can be monitored 24/7, just like an automobile, to make sure you don't get sick and make sure you are operating within parameters. You will be a part of all of us. You will be a good citizen. You know, speaking of that, I noticed the other day when I was getting my coffee that on the fridge, you know, when you have a kid, there's lots of things with magnets on the fridge over the years. And on the fridge, my daughter back think it was two school years ago, had gotten this little certificate from school. I don't know. There'd been some new kid that had moved to the area, and it was their first week of school. My daughter befriended this girl, and they had a disability. I don't know if they didn't have a hand or something, but they had a disability, and all the other kids are kind of standoffish. And she's, you know, I love the underdog, any of the injured little animals. You know, I've always, my family's always been like that. So we always take them in and try and nurse them back to health. So my daughter befriended this new girl who had no friends, who was disabled. And the school sent her home this little yellow slip that says Good Citizen Award. Let's all be good citizens. So it's the All of Us Research Program, Swab Your Cheek, $29.95. It's on sale right now. We're going to look at that. I almost fell off my chair. And I got an email for this DNA deal. But $29.95, you could become a part of the Precision Medicine Initiative to cure all disease that the tech billionaires have invested all of their fortunes into, to be able to live forever. And you get to be the free R&D line item budget to cure all disease and to be bagged and tagged and profiled. And we can now determine what your personality traits are just by your genetic makeup and decide whether or not you're going to give us problems in the future. Pre-crime. Whether or not you're good breeding stock. Whether or not your future line should be allowed to be included in the human race. And remember, Johnny, any stresses you have, any bad things you do to your body, like smoking or drinking or getting upset, are all going to affect your genetic makeup in the future. And you want to know something? We've also discovered that any of those stresses that you have had in your life actually affect the genes that then are passed down to your children. And your children, not only from genetic illnesses and things of that nature, but your children will also get those traumatic experiences passed down in something called epigenetics. And I just found another new story that they have shown that abso-freaking-lutely. Let's say your great-grandparents lived through the Depression. You most likely will be somewhat frugal, especially if they had a hard time. That those experiences are passed down. So, hey, you know what? We don't want defective humans as part of the human future, because we are designing a perfect future, all in the name of the 21st century. It's very disturbing to me. So step right up. It is now called the All of Us Research Program. Far too many diseases do not have proven treatments or preventions. And to make a difference for the millions of Americans who suffer from them, we must gain better insight into the biological, environmental, and behavioral factors that drive these diseases. Precision medicine is an emerging approach. Remember, this is an edict from the White House. Precision medicine is an emerging approach for disease treatment and prevention that takes into account individual variability in environment, lifestyle, and genes for each person. And on January 20th, 2015, President Obama announced the Precision Medicine Initiative, more affectionately known as the PMI, in his State of the Union address. And as part of the PMI, the National Institute of Health is leading the effort to build a national, large-scale research enterprise with 1 million or more volunteers. Remember, we discovered they are working in cahoots with 23andMe, the head of which is the former wife of Sergey Brin from Google. 23andMe, check that box. Swab your cheeks, send in your sample, and you will become a part of this Precision Medicine Initiative database. As a part of PMI, the National Institute of Health is leading the effort to build a national large-scale research enterprise with 1 million or more volunteers to extend precision medicine to all diseases. The All of Us Research Program, formerly known as the PMI Cohort Program, will be a participant-engaged, data-driven, enterprise-supporting research at the intersection of lifestyle, Johnny, you can't eat that bacon, environment, unfortunately, you're living near a nuclear waste dump, and genetics, sorry, Nana has that, bad personality gene to produce new knowledge with the goal of developing more effective ways to prolong health and treat disease. Yeah. And to turn traits on and off and to control biology at a DNA level is what they are not saying between the lines. To reflect the diversity of the U.S. population, the program will enroll participants from diverse social, racial, ethnic, ancestral, geographic, and economic backgrounds from all age groups and health statuses. You know, as they do this and they can start identifying telltale traits or signs or genes that maybe certain populations have that other certain populations don't have. And remember, that isn't going to be too hard when you got it all in a database, because that's the key to it all. Big data. And then you got some sort of smart AI like Watson that you've taught all about healthcare and genomics, we found out. Just scan through it and bloop, 5 seconds flat. Hey, look at this. Everyone of Polish ancestry happens to have this little switch flipped on gene number 792. Once they've been able to do that, it's interesting that Bill Gates is in the middle of a lot of this, this gene drive technology that we've talked about many times before, and we mentioned again yesterday, that allows them to take a genetic trait, insert it into an organism in a population, and then spin that trait out throughout the entire population. Population suppression or elimination. Eugenics 101. It's not going to be very difficult for them in future generations to be able to do things such as that and decide who is worthy genetically, stock-wise, as humans, to reproduce. To decide who is of the upper crust and who is too damaged to be able to continue on as part of the human species. Maybe you will evolve into some other species, or 1.0 will become the underling species. Your children, your grandchildren will not be allowed to be augmented, which I'd be very happy about, to be honest with you. I would rather be a cave dweller, dirt eating human 1.0 than to become a transhumanized fallen creature who thinks that they deserve to be gods. We don't deserve to be gods. Hey, for all the good that I try to do in my life, I'm not perfect in any way, shape, or form. I actually suck half the time. I'm kind of a shitty person at times. I've done all kinds of horrible things, but you know what? I learn from those lessons, and I don't ever claim to be perfect. I don't want to be perfect, because you know what? Life would be way too easy if I was just sitting around on a couch being all perfect, taking selfies of myself 20 times a day and posting them online, saying, oh, am I beautiful? Please tell me I'm beautiful. Oh, thank you for telling me I'm beautiful. Feed me a grape there, Charlie. I mean, what kind of a life is that? Let's be philosophical. Because there'd be no meaning in life. There'd be no challenges in life. Life wouldn't be hard anymore. And you know what? The hardness and the overcoming the adversity is what life is all about. And if you fall apart every time something gets in your way, or your favorite vocabulary word is I can't, well, then maybe you should go get transhumanized, because that's the lazy way out. I've never had I can't in my vocabulary. You know what? If you can't go through the door, then go around the door. And if you can't go around the door, then go under the door. Can't go under the door, go over the door. And if that doesn't work, then break the door down, period. You know what? If it's that important to you, there is no can't. Well, the only I can't that I have right now is I don't know how we're going to fight this because this is going to be invasive. They're pulling that bag closed. It is going to be us against them. We are going to be the lepers. We are going to be the ones who are targeted. I really think after this election, selection is over and Hillary Clinton is coronated. She's pissed off about WikiLeaks. She's pissed off that a lot of that got out there. I saw yesterday that they were twittering, oh, anything that comes out over the next few days is all going to be fabricated lies about Hillary Clinton. Of course it's all lies. Of course none of this stuff ever happens. You know what? Because the mainstream media didn't tell you so. Of course the FBI went through all these emails in just a few days, 600 and some odd thousand emails, and determined that there was no guilt whatsoever. And cleared Hillary Clinton again. Yep, we totally believe it because MSNBC said so. It's very disturbing to me that we have come to this point. This really is the end game. This really is that time. We all thought it was going to be economic crash or big meteor in 2016. EMPs, earthquakes, oh my God. Nuclear war. I told you that's so passe now. But no, it's come to, like, nanobots eating our crops, munching on a leaf of the food that you depend on that'll be able to poison you. It's come to nanobots in our blood. It's come to 24/7 surveillance. It's come to being able to beam voices in your head. I mean, guys, this stuff is so off the rails insane that any of those people that have been lulled to sleep in that theta state as they watch TV. And friend and I hadn't talked to my friend in a really, really long time. A friend I grew up with when he was a teenager. He didn't get along with his parents, so he used to show up at my house. And he was like one of the kids, and he'd pass out on our couch downstairs. I've known him since he was like 14 years old. We talked for like 3 or 4 hours Sunday. He's on the West Coast, so it was like still the middle of the night for him. It was early hours of the morning for me. But man, we talked about so much shit. And one of the things we were talking about is ways that we could utilize that same dopamine button that they've been using. We've talked a lot about that on this show. That's how they've gotten us to accept the machine, to open our arms, to want to be a part, to take it all in, to want to be augmented. Because we have to be connected. That dopamine button that's responsible for addictions. That every time that little bell goes ding on your phone, you're grabbing that phone to see who messaged you. That's it, like that little mousey in the maze. And when he gets to the end and has his little cube of sugar, he gets all excited. And the next time they put him in the maze, oh, he's frantically looking for that cube of sugar. And every time they push that button, that pathway of patterns in the brain gets accentuated and gets turned into a habit. And every time he finds it, he gets that dose of brain chemical. You know, part of this precision medicine initiative and all these DARPA programs that have been going on has all been about the brain initiative as well. They want to find those secrets, and they've been manipulating brain chemicals for a very long time. They absolutely 100% know how technology affects us. We did a show back a few months ago where we looked at three case studies. One was a young child, one was a teenager, and one was an adult. And they went into the effects technology have had on their personalities and how messed up these people ended up getting because of these technologies. That one little girl ended up in a mental institution twice. That boy, he'd wake up in the middle of the night staring catatonic into space, all messed up, and he's telling his mom that he can see the little glowing cubes in his eyes. guys, it is about now stepping up. Remember, Zuckermucker and Microsoft and a lot of the other big boys are getting ready to roll out this 5G VR goggles. They're going to be able to beam this shit 24/7 and suck you right into the Matrix. And it's even going to make a big sucking sound. There will be no escape. It will put you into that theta state of mind where you are beyond suggestible, because you won't even have the room around you anymore. You are going to be immersed into this other world. And you won't want to be out of that world. And you won't be paying attention to what is going on in this world, because, oh, this world isn't the way that we remembered it. But don't worry, because when the robots take all the jobs and they give everyone universal basic income, which will be just enough to survive. But don't worry about it. They'll give you your government-issued 3D printer with nutraceutical insert cartridges that'll all be sustainable protein powders and synthetic vitamin packets, so you could print your 3D little Disney shapes for nutrition and lay around all day and be in, I don't know, your hyper VR porn hub if you want. Another addiction. You could be gaming all day. Oops, another addiction. You could be gambling. You could be playing blackjack online in 3D VR. Another addiction. You could do anything and everything you want. You could travel the world without ever leaving your bed. We literally will be in the movie The Matrix. There may not be a jack-in yet, like they had in Neuromancer, even if you never read that book. That was that book I read back in the 80s that this friend that I talked to for 3 or 4 hours this past weekend that I grew up with actually gave me that book back in the 80s. It was by William Gibson. He saw this coming. It was pre-Matrix, way, way pre-Matrix. But it's, guys, we are at that point now. Technology is about to usurp us. Every single aspect of this has been thought of and is now being orchestrated, and it's all being done with taxpayer dollars. And amazingly enough, these people still in charge are still going to make bazillions of dollars while they are sucking us physically now into the 21st century control matrix. Anyway, let's finish. I ranted for 45 minutes. I had nothing to say just before I went on air. So amazing how that happens. The All of Us program, jumping into that boiling pot. Formerly known as the Precision Medicine Initiative Cohort Program, will be a participant-engaged, data-driven, enterprise-supporting research at the intersection of lifestyle, environment, and genetics to produce new knowledge with the goal of developing more effective ways to prolong health and treat disease. To reflect the diversity of the U.S. population, the program will enroll participants of diverse social, racial, ethnic, ancestral, geographic, and economic backgrounds. Remember, they want to make sure that they can bag and tag all of us and find ways to determine of what caste you are from. Genetically speaking, of course. From all age groups and health statuses, information from the program will be broad, and it will be a powerful resource for researchers working on a variety of important health questions. And yes, we discovered that there is a spinoff to 23andMe that's going to be a drug manufacturer that will be developing gene therapies, and they are going to be selling access to this database. And we talked about that software as a service. Once they get you in the database, we could sell access 100 records at a time, $29.95 a month. Sign right up. That's where the money is. It is a recurring income, and you can sell it to research labs worldwide. Information from the program will be a broad, powerful research resource for researchers working on a variety of important health questions. And importantly, this program will focus not just on disease, but also on ways to increase an individual's chances of remaining healthy throughout life. Ding! That means we are going to dictate to you once you've been bagged and tagged, and we're going to make sure we tell your insurance company what your issues are. Hey, Johnny, we know when something goes across those lips, it's going to end up on those hips, so better not fall off the train or the turnip truck, because we will dump you from having our support. And once you have our 21st century cures inside of you, there's no getting off that train. Getting off that train means that you probably will have a very paltry future. Don't step right up, people. I'm telling you. This program has begun building infrastructure and capacity through a series of funding awards. A lot of this money, like I said, is being paid for by us to entrap us and enslave us and splice and dice us. We are financing our own demise and is expected to begin recruiting actively participants in 2017. Get on your brown shirt and check that box. And don't worry about it, because the other day I got an email. I don't know if anyone's ever seen those Living Social Groupon things that they have. I don't know, one of my email accounts was subscribed at some point in time, where there's anything local. They're like, oh, look, you can go to a spa. We have 100 of these spa packages available, $29.95. Get your pedicure and your manicure and your facial. And they're at a special bulk price because 100 people in your area will buy them. That's how they work it. Well, they've done it now with DNA discovery kits. What caught my attention was the title of this, Connect My DNA. DNA Self-Discovery Starter Map Kit. Now, when we looked at 23andMe, we've read too about in the past, they had been very expensive to have your genomic data sequenced. And then as it's gotten more and more prevalent in, I don't remember the name of the company, Intellix, Novix, something like that. We read about the company that's doing all the back-ending for 23andMe. He's another tech billionaire that's running the show. He had even said, he's like, look, you know, as this is getting more prevalent and people are using it more and more, the price is going to come down and you'll be able to take all your genomic data. I think even Kurzweil talks about this. Put it on a CD and slip it around. Find out what your nana did and what diseases you have forward in your future and how you might be able to cure it. And one day we'll be able to CRISPR you and fix it all. So even maybe your offspring will be superhuman. Yeah, well, they've hit that price point now. They are offering Connect My DNA through Living Social, not at $100, not at $89.95, not even at $50. Nope, $29.99. They have sold 7,700 of them already, and you have now until November 8th. That is today. Paid value expires on November 8th. Oh, 2021. You have until 2021 to get this done. But the promotion ends on April 30th, I guess. Limit 3 per customer, up to 2 additional as gifts. Let's get everybody to swab their cheek. The DNA Self-Discovery Starter Map Kit includes DNA as well as a personality profile. Remember, they've been able to do that now. They can gauge your personality by your genetic makeup. They can even look at your face. We saw that Israeli company. They can find genetic traits in your face that then tie back to your beginnings and where your genes came from, where your progeny originated, and there are characteristics of your personality that can be tied back to that. Your country connections, as well as your gene ring, who you are related to. Just swab your cheek, send it to the lab, and learn about your DNA profile. How nice is that? $29.99. So where do Clinton and Trump stand on biotechnology and medicine. This is from the Genetic Literacy Project. When Hillary Clinton announced that she wanted a big increase in Alzheimer's research, and remember, a lot of that Alzheimer's research is being done by DARPA as part of the Brain Initiative, she did it in typical Clinton fashion with a major speech and a six-point plan led by specific commitment of $2 billion a year in federal funds to find a cure by 2025. And interesting, 2025 keeps coming up as the year. Remember, 2025 was also when they reported that more than 50% of our armed services are going to be replaced by artificial intelligence and tin can robots, UAVs, and self-thinking, self-killing machines. When Donald Trump announced his own support for Alzheimer's research last summer, he did it because someone asked him a question at a town hall meeting, and his response was typical Trump. He assured the New Hampshire audience that Alzheimer's was a, quote, total top priority for him, a bold promise with no specifics and no follow-up. These are two paths that U.S. medical research could take now that the lineup for November presidential election is settled. The fate of Obama's administration's significant investments in biomedical research will end up in the hands of either a candidate with a long, wonky track record on health and medicine with mixed results, or a candidate whose views are almost a complete mystery. And guys, that is the problem. You know, Hillary Clinton was all about socialized medicine. She's going to pick up the ball where Obamacare left off because, hey, it's better than nothing. Let's bankrupt the American public. It'll at least get everybody into the machine. And those electronic medical health records being pushed will get us all spliced and diced, bagged and tagged, swabbed, and diagnosed. And, hey, when you look at Trump and some of his fascist views, he wants to be able to bag, tag, and track and tell where those terrorists are hiding under every bed. More surveillance is his answer to everything. So what better way to do it than through the big eye in the sky? Partnering with the tech companies that have already been pulled into the fold, that data will be available at anyone's who is in charge of his fingertips. Clinton, quote, really knows what's going on. This is not me. And is a policy wonk on medical research as well as healthcare, says Mary Woolley, president of Research America, a coalition group that promotes medical research. Well, yeah, somebody who I wouldn't be listening to. Trump, however, has an, quote, in the moment approach to medical research, almost never raising the issue unless someone asks him about it, that it will be impossible to know what he will do until people ask him more questions. Paul Offit, the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, hey, right in the lizard's pit, remember that president of PenU, place where they're going to CRISPR the first humans here in the United States, was also on Obama's cabinet or policy or whatever she was. She was some sort of medical confidant for the White House. That's why everything's happening in Pennsylvania, I'm sure. They've been bought and sold. She says, he says, Paul, sorry, I think it is fair to say that Donald Trump is a black box. He says one thing one day and the opposite the next, so he certainly scares me far more than Hillary Clinton, who at least supports public health. Yeah, so Hillary Clinton is going to sell us to this biomedical complex. Donald Trump, we're not so sure, but like I said, he's all about being able to bag, tag, and track, and this is the ultimate tool. President Obama has launched three major medical research projects. The Precision Medicine Initiative, ding, which is trying to develop treatments tailored to people's genetic makeup, get us all into that database, DNA. He also sponsored, hey, ding, the Brain Initiative, which is trying to map the human brain. Yep, and for all those things, being able to push those dopamine buttons, manipulate and control you, and three. And we also talked about this one, Vice President Joe Biden's Cancer Moonshots Initiative. Remember, moonshots, it's all about DARPA. We had Jennifer Doudna. We heard a speech where Joe Biden came out and announced his Cancer Moonshot Initiative and had Jennifer Doudna, one of the founding members of CRISPR, speak at that White House event. And all of these are critical stages of their development, and all will depend on the support of the next president and Congress to achieve their goals. Well, Congress is already sold out because we looked at that 21st Century Cures Act that, interestingly enough, is still sitting on the House floor waiting for them to bring it up and start talking about it. But when we watched that promo video, it was all about getting that pesky FDA out of the way. That pesky FDA that put the brakes on, that made the pharmaceutical companies pay too much money to get a treatment proven to even be ethical or even provable as a treatment that won't harm people. And then to get approved for use in humans, well, let's get rid of that FDA, because once we get rid of it, now we can go direct to consumer. And all of those House and Senate members that are invested in biotech and pharma, like we found out, more than 50% of them are millionaires and now part of the elite class. Clinton hasn't said specifically whether she will continue with those initiatives. And her campaign did not respond to questions about her plans. But hey, it's way too far down the line now to put the brakes on that. But among medical experts, there is little doubt that she shares the president's enthusiasm for research. And I will put in parentheses, on humans. She's laid out plans to boost Alzheimer's research, increase treatment and support for autism, fight HIV and AIDS, and reduce opioid addiction and substance abuse. She's spoken out about the urgent health crisis with Zika, among others. And she's promoting initiatives such as breast cancer research. And there we go, guys. I don't know. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and see how this goes. But I think we are screwed either way. Big Meteor 2016. Have an awesome Tuesday. And I will catch up with you tomorrow. Everybody take care.